Daddy, I can't believe it's happening this weekend. I'll admit that I've got mixed feelings about you right now. You've been out of the country for 3 years. You missed my graduation and my 18th birthday. Yeah, you sent adorable gifts, but I didn't even get to Skype you or anything. I know what you're gonna say. Mom makes things difficult. She really does. Her BF Jared is kind of an ass, but they seem to love each other, so whatever. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't happy to be going across the country for college, though. She's such a control freak. I don't blame you for leaving, Daddy, but I'm mad you disappeared. I know it couldn't have been easy, but I needed you, and you weren't here. Well, that's the past, isn't it? I'm an adult now, and I can go where I want, especially if you're paying for it. Maybe I should be mad, but I'm just really excited to see you again. But I'm worried. Do you really want to see me again, or are you just being nice? I guess we'll find out soon. Love, your little girl. Daddy? Wow, the visit was amazing. I know I said thank you while I was there, but I just wanted to say it again. You took me to so many beautiful places. I never got to go shopping like that before. It's kind of a cliche, and it's funny because I never really liked shopping before, but I really enjoyed going with you. I felt like you really saw me and picked places and things that I would like. At first, I felt out of place, but then you took me to the museum and then the theater and... well, I feel cultured now. Is that silly? I don't want you to think that you need to spend money on me, though. You don't. It was just so lovely to do. I'd be happy if you just took me to the park and we ate hot dogs and fed ducks, as long as we did it together. And that last night, I never thought I'd be the kind of girl who'd eat at that kind of restaurant. I recognized the chef from the Food Channel. Did you see all the guys staring at me in that dress you got me? The one that went way off the shoulder where you could see all of my back? Maybe I shouldn't say it, but do you know what they were thinking? I think I do. They thought I was your date, Daddy, not your little girl. And you know what? I liked it. I can't wait to come back next weekend. Love, your little girl. Daddy, I'm upset with you, but it isn't your fault, not really. Please don't be mad at me for not making sense. I'll explain it. You knew something was wrong when I was leaving. I was quiet and I didn't hug you as hard as I should have, or kiss you. I regretted it as soon as I got on the plane. I felt ungrateful and cold. I'm sorry. Please forgive me, okay? The trip was fantastic. I loved just going to the park with you and seeing Shakespeare outside. The zoo was terrific, too. I haven't been to one since we went together when I was in 7th grade. I loved all of it, especially the last night. You don't know how many times I made food in our kitchen at home alone. Mom would be at work and it would just be me, and she never said more than thank you. You always had time to cook with me and appreciated everything that I made for you, and then we'd cuddle on the couch and watch horror movies. Do you remember? I think you do, because we did the same thing last night. You even made my favorite salad dressing and everything. I almost cried. You're making this so hard, you know, to write this stuff, because you're so goddamn perfect. I'm sorry, but that's what everyone thinks. My friends see you, and they say the dirtiest things, Daddy, and then they're all surprised when they find out that you're single. I tell them that you had a girlfriend, but you dumped her about a month ago. Why then, Daddy? I didn't want to ask you because I thought it might be a sore subject, but now you've made me reconsider. I saw you on that last night, Daddy, when you came into my room. I pretended to sleep, and I thought you were just checking on me. But you got very close, Daddy, and you stood there for so long, and my eyes were just open enough to see how hard you were. Was that from looking at me sleep in my tight little tank top and gym shorts? I guess my friends are wrong. You aren't perfect. You're at least a little bad. But you didn't do anything. I don't think you ever would, and I'm too much of a coward to ask you. Well, I guess it doesn't matter, does it? Some things aren't allowed, even when you want them more than anything. Love, your little girl. P.S. Just because I'm not there doesn't mean you can't watch me sleep. I'll Skype you tonight and just leave the camera on, facing my bed. You can look at me as much as you want. Daddy, I'm sorry about the last email. It was very inappropriate of me to suggest or talk about such things. I want you to know that I'm a good girl, and I know you're good, too. You'd never do anything to me that I didn't want. I don't want you to think I'm bad, because then you'd never let me visit again, and I want to come back as much as I can. This summer and after college starts, even if it's just over weekends, I know you probably can't afford it, but maybe you could visit me, too. I'd just tell everyone that you're my out-of-town sugar daddy and watch them get jealous. Oops, I said I was going to be good, didn't I? Well, I don't have to be perfect, do I? I just wanted to say one more thing about the last night. I've thought about it a lot, and I've decided I was frustrated for the wrong reasons. Communication is the most essential part of any relationship, and I just sat there passively, didn't I? I mean, it's fine for a girl to be passive, even submissive for her daddy, isn't it? But she still needs to talk to him. So I'm just going to talk to you now, because I feel that I could never say it in person. I just get so flushed and embarrassed. I know the kind of good girls that men want. I've never wanted to really be one, to be honest, until I started visiting you again. Then I really wanted to be good for you, so let me tell you what a good girl would have done in the last night I was in your apartment. A good girl would have laid there just like I did, but she wouldn't have needed the sheets or covers. And really, would she wear shorts? No, probably just a shirt. Or maybe she'd just go naked. It might be scandalous in other places, but she's with her daddy, so it's okay, right? A good girl would understand that her daddy is a healthy, strong man with needs. She'd know that being around a young thing with perky little breasts and a tight ass would make him aroused, frustrated even. She'd understand that he might need to come into her room at night and watch her sleep. A good girl would lay there, naked and vulnerable. She'd pretend to be asleep no matter what her daddy did. She might make some noises, she's not perfect after all, but she'd never tell him no or fight him or stop him. She'd let him do anything that he wanted to her, and she'd love being his. Most importantly, a good girl would never, ever tell. Love, you're good, little girl. P.S. Good girls Skype their daddies every night, and sleep in just a tight little t-shirt and panties. But I think you knew that already. Daddy, I love you. I'm having a hard time saying that to your face, but it's true. I know you love me too, because I can still hear you whisper it in my ear. I'm glad you dumped your girlfriend. I'm sure she was nice, but I want all of what you have to give. I guess I'm a jealous little bitch, aren't I? That's not something a good girl should be, but I'm not perfect. I loved the last visit so much, Daddy, you know that. You must have seen how wide my smile was on the last day, and the tears in my eyes when you dropped me at the airport. I really, really didn't want to go home. You took care of me the entire weekend. You treated me like a daughter, but also like a girlfriend. I love how you kissed my hair and put your arm around me when we walk in public, and how you put your hand on the small of my back when we went into a restaurant. This is the first time in my life that any man has really treated me this way. It's like you were courting me, Daddy. Then it was the last night. I was nervous and edgy, Daddy. You must have been able to tell. I couldn't sit still without squirming. I'd been there for 2 nights and nothing had happened. I'd written you, well, you know. I hoped that I was clear enough and that I'd given you the permission you needed to do more. The permission that I could never give you face to face. I went to bed early. I said it was was because I had to go home the next day and I was exhausted. I wasn't, though. I showered because I wanted to be clean for you. I didn't touch myself, though I wanted to so badly. I lay on the bed, but I couldn't sleep without at least a sheet. I know that good girls sleep without one so that their daddies can appreciate them, but like I said, I'm not perfect. I closed my eyes and I waited and waited. You made me wait so long, Daddy. Did you do it because you still weren't sure? Or was it just to work your little girl up? I got so worked up, Daddy. but even so, I must have fallen asleep. I woke up when you kissed my forehead. It was so soft, just like you used to when we all lived together. I felt myself relaxed then. I knew how safe I was in your hands. I wanted to be in your hands so badly, Daddy. You don't know all the things that your little girl thinks about during the long nights back home. I thought you would stop there, to be honest. I understood. Just because your daughter is a horny little bitch doesn't mean that you have to indulge her. I knew that you loved me, and if it was just the ordinary family love, that was okay too. Then I felt you pulling the sheet down, slowly, the soft fabric catching on my breasts and exposing me to you. You could see me now, all of me as I am now, as a woman. You could see my nipples stiffen in the chill and my wet little pussy. I parted my legs for you slightly and trimmed myself. Did you like looking at me, Daddy, this girl that you made? Did you get hard then? Or were you already hard when you came in? I think you were, Daddy. I think you were looking forward to this as much as I was. You were just very patient. I felt your hand on me then, on my cheek. You were so gentle. Then you moved it, and I felt something growing inside me. You let it rest on my neck, Daddy. You put it around my throat, like you were going to choke me. How did you know that I fantasize about that, Daddy? You didn't, though I know I got even wetter. You put your hand on my chest then, and my breath quickened. Then I felt your hand slide over to my breast. You cupped it, and I whimpered. I'm sorry, I'm so bad at being quiet. It's just you do these things to me, Daddy. Things I can't admit to you, even in email. You squeezed my breast firmly. It was so different than the boys I've let touch me. Don't worry, Daddy, there haven't been many. But they were harsh and fumbling. You were confident and loving. Then you felt my nipple between your thumb and forefinger, and you pinched it hard. You're so bad. I loved it, though. I know I made a sound. I tried so hard not to, but it felt so good. I didn't expect it. I heard you chuckle, you naughty man. I thought you might feel me for a while and leave. That would have been okay, Daddy. I would have touched myself thinking about it for the rest of my life. Every hand on my breast would have been yours in my mind. You didn't stop, though. You moved your hand down to my belly, and it quivered under your touch. Do you like it? Sometimes I think it's too soft to be attractive, but you kissed me on it, and my heart beat so fast. You make me feel such bad things, Daddy. Then your hand moved onto my thigh, and then the inside of my leg. I gasped as you moved it up, but not far enough. You moved it back down and then back up again, just a little further this time. You were teasing me, weren't you, Daddy? Did you want me to open my eyes and beg for you to do more? I wish I could have. Maybe one day. Thankfully, you love me, really and truly. You might be teasing me, but you'd never deny your little baby girl anything, would you? I felt it finally, your hand resting on my tight little pussy. I know I moaned a lot. I hoped you liked hearing what you did to your little baby girl. You explored me so gently, letting your finger tease my soaking slit and barely brush my sensitive clit. I heard you make a noise then, too. Then your finger slipped inside me. You're the only man who's ever been inside me, Daddy. Do you like knowing that? Are you proud that you were the one to take your little girl's virginity? You were so cruel with me. You didn't even give me time to recover. You just pumped that finger inside of me again and again. You didn't even use a second one. Maybe you thought it would hurt me? Or perhaps you just really want to stretch me out with a different part of your body. That finger in and out, speeding up. I can still feel it right now. You went in as deep as you possibly could. You used your thumb to play with my clit a little more firmly each moment. I was close, Daddy. I'm trembling right now, even thinking about how close I was. I was shaking all over. You knew what I needed. You hooked your finger up and touched me in my G-spot. I'd never even done that before. I came, Daddy. I was loud. I know I was. I'm sorry, Daddy. I know that good girls are supposed to be quiet, but you just drove me so crazy. Fuck, I can't wait any longer. You've made me so wet again. I need to take care of this right now. Be right back. Okay, I'm back, and I'm feeling much more relaxed. You'll never guess whose fingers I imagined were inside me when I came all over my own. I was so happy then, but I wasn't sure what was going on. You must think I'm such a silly, slutty bimbo to not figure it out. I heard you breathing hard. I even heard the noise your hand made on your cock, but I didn't understand what it meant. Probably because I'd just come and I'm a selfish little thing. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'll think of you more next time. You kept breathing harder, and I understood. My daddy was touching himself and looking at me. You were so turned on just by my body. I felt so good knowing that, Daddy. I heard you move just a hesitant step or two, and I wondered if you were leaving, but you weren't. You groaned then. God, I would do anything to hear that sound again. Then I felt it. Warm liquid splashing on my cheek, my forehead, my closed eyes. It hit my mouth and my neck. I even parted my lips because I wanted to taste my daddy. I'm sorry, I know I was supposed to be asleep, but I just couldn't help it. You tasted so good, Daddy. I was so excited. It made you come. I made you come on me. I almost came again, too. There was so much. It smelled so good. I heard you whisper in my ear, "I love you." Then you left. How I wish I could have been brave enough to ask you to stay. But you don't know what you did for me. I got up and went to the bathroom. Slowly, I cleaned your cum off of me. First off of my eyes, then I took a picture so that I could remember what I looked like when my handsome, strong daddy marked me as his forever. Then I wiped as much as I could off with my bare hands. Do you know what I did then? I licked it off my fingers. I licked it all up, every last drop. It was so salty and delicious. I swallowed as much as I could before I washed up. I tried not to use any soap, but I needed it to get the cum out of my hair. I still want to smell like you all day when I'm traveling home. I wanted other people to be able to smell me and know that I had someone who loved me as much as you do. I wanted Mom to smell your cum all over me and know that you had a woman now who would treat you right and take care of you. I feel so dirty writing this down, Daddy, but it all feels so right. I can't wait for next week. I'm still not brave enough to be awake for you yet, but do you think you could come to my room every night this time instead of the last one? If I don't get more of your cum, I think I might die. This time, though, maybe I'll leave my mouth all the way open for you to put whatever you want into it. Or maybe put some baby oil on my breasts in case you wanted to slide something over my chest. Or, if I can bring myself to leave my legs spread so wide for you, Daddy, so that you can see how wet and swollen and needy you make your little girl, and for easy access. I'm always going to be easy for you, Daddy. Whatever I do, I don't want you to think that means I won't be good for you. You can do whatever you want to me, Daddy. You can move me and pose me and use me in any way that you want. God, I just got shivers from writing that. I'll do anything to be the girl who makes you happy and gets filled with your cum. With all of my love, forever, your very good little girl. Daddy, I just wanted to say thank you for such a beautiful weekend. Mom is in the room with me, and I was just telling her how thorough you were with making sure I was pleased during my visit. You know how much she likes to read over my shoulder, so she'll be happy that you were doing such an excellent job of taking care of your little girl. Granted, I'm pretty worn out from all the stuff that we did together, but maybe that's why I'm sleeping so soundly. Speaking of sleep, the arrangements were also much better. They left me with quite a good taste in my mouth, as opposed to last time where I just kind of woke up all hot and sticky. I shouldn't complain in any case. When I was all dehydrated, you really helped me by giving me all those protein shakes, didn't you? I always woke up so full and refreshed. I should apologize to you, Daddy, for sucking all the energy from you when you'd typically be relaxing. Then again, you did do a lot of eating out, and that would wear anyone out. You're such a messy eater, too. Although you always finish your meals and clean up so thoroughly afterward. Is it weird that I find it so satisfying to watch? Well, I was just writing to say... Oh, thank God she finally left the room. She's been absolutely unbearable lately. I keep coming home happy, and she asks if you've been spoiling me. You have, Daddy, but I'll never tell her how. Oh, and if she comes back, I'll just scroll back up to the safe stuff. God, Daddy, I wish I could talk to you like this in person. I promise I'll be brave enough soon. I think you know how much I enjoy what you did on that last night, but I wanted to tell you directly, I love the way that you used me. I sat there again, body on fire. Again, you made me wait until the last night, but I think you did it to build my need. You did seem to touch me a lot all weekend, though. Were you teasing me with all the hugs and soft touches on the small of my back? Do you know what your scent does to me when you get so close? I think you do, and that you were trying to drive me wild. Anyway, I went to bed just like I do any time that I visit you. I don't wear any clothes, and I only use a sheet, even if I'm a little chilly. I dozed off a bit, which I'm ashamed of. I'm sorry, Daddy. I guess our all-day shopping trip wore me out. Anyway, when I woke up, it was to the sheet, slowly sliding off of my legs. I didn't open my eyes, though. I know how to be a good girl for my Daddy. The cool breeze made me shiver, and I had goosebumps all over. Then your hand warmed me up, Daddy. You started by squeezing my breasts and pinching my nipples. You love them, don't you? A lot of men like looking at them, but they're only for you. I know that I moaned then. I can't ever control myself entirely around you. You let your hand drive then down over my quivering belly, down to my pussy. I trimmed it again just for you, Daddy. Did you like it? I was so wet and swollen and needy for you. I would have done anything to feel your fingers inside of me. But you didn't give them to me. Instead, you teased my labia and stroked around my little clit. I almost begged for your fingers. Why are you so good at undoing me, Daddy? You took your fingers away, but what you did next excited me, even if I didn't know what was going on at first. You're strong, Daddy, and I'm not that big. You had no problem dragging me to the side of the bed and then positioning me so that my head drooped off of one side while my feet dangled off the other. It's a small bed, but it's fine for me. It was uncomfortable at first, but I let you do it. I stayed limp and waited. It was difficult, but so worth it once I felt your hand slide down across my belly again. You had to reach a bit, but I guess I'm small to you since you could palm my pussy. I moaned again. I'm sorry, Daddy. You just do the strangest things to me. You make me feel so amazing. Then you hooked your fingers around and started to finger fuck me. Oh, God, Daddy, if you had just done that, I would have been happy, but you weren't done with me yet. While you fucked me with your finger, I heard you unzipping. Then I felt it. Your wonderful cock, the one that made me. I could smell it, Daddy. I could smell you. You were so manly and wonderful. Before I could get used to the scent, I felt the tip of your cock pushing into my lips. I opened them reflexively. I didn't even have to think about it. Is it wrong that I'm such a dirty slut for you, Daddy? You pushed inside me, and my jaw opened farther than what I thought it ever could. You were so thick compared to my poor little mouth. You were finger-fucking me with one hand and holding my head up with the other while you slid your cock deep into my throat. Then you pulled out and pushed back in just a little deeper. You started to move your finger and cock at the same time in unison, a little deeper with each thrust. You could only get so far with your finger because of how you were positioned, but your cock kept going deeper. I felt myself starting to gag on it and thought about pushing you off, begging you to stop. I knew that I would. But I didn't. I think deep down we both know that this is what I want. This is what I need. I need my daddy to use me. You used me so perfectly. Soon, you were as far into my throat as you could go. I forced myself to relax to let you in. I trust you, Daddy, and I knew that you would never really hurt me more than I wanted. Your breathing picked up then, and a little liquid came out of your cock. I guess that's what they call pre-cum, isn't it? It tasted different than what you covered my face in before, but I loved it all the same. Then you buried your cock deep into my throat and just held it there. I panicked for a moment, but then I remembered that you wouldn't hurt me. I didn't fight you. Finally, you pulled out so I could breathe. Then you did it again and again and again and again. Eventually, you started to speed up, going not quite so deep with each plunging stroke. You grunted every time, and it was the most beautiful sound. Finally, you growled deep in your chest, and I felt it and tasted it. Your cum filled my mouth. It was so hot and sticky, and I swallowed as much as I could, but there was just so much, Daddy. I'm sorry. I know some came out the sides of my mouth. Then you pulled out, and I felt a little splash on my cheeks and forehead. I heard your heavy breathing. Then I felt your cock pressing into my mouth again. I wasn't sure what you wanted, but I opened my mouth again and took your slowly softening cock back, this time to suck it and lick it clean. I always loved ice cream, but nothing beats your cream, Daddy. after I had gotten as much as I could off, you pulled out of my mouth again. I felt a little sad about that, but only because I loved what had happened. I felt you rearrange me on the bed. And no, you stood and looked at me there for a minute or two. Did you like seeing your little girl like that? Did you like seeing your baby girl's pussy all swollen and used? Did you like my face covered in your cum? Did you like that I had a sly little smile on my face? I thought that you would leave then, but you didn't. You got on the bed with me. I think it was the first time since I was a little girl. You crawled up, and I felt you there at my feet, but I didn't dare open my eyes. You slowly and gently pushed my legs apart, leaving your hands to linger on my thighs. I wondered if this would be the night that my daddy finally took me. If this was when you'd finally claim me. It wasn't, but I wasn't disappointed. This was the first time I'd felt my daddy's mouth. We'd kissed, sure, but I'd never had an experienced man kiss me on my thighs. I could barely imagine the effect it had on me when you did it. You kissed, moving from one to the other and always up, closer to my center, but so slowly, Daddy. I wanted to rush you, to grab your hair and pull you up into me. But that would have broken the illusion, wouldn't it have? I could have faced you after that. I couldn't have faced you after that. And I think you knew that too, so you teased me. After an eternity, I felt your lips on my labia. It was almost too much, even though you hadn't really done anything yet. It's almost too much to write about right now. I'm gonna have to finger myself extra tonight because of this email. But I'm getting distracted, Daddy. You have that effect on me. I felt your tongue then, darting inside me just a little, and I almost came right then and there. You must have thought I tasted good, because soon your tongue was all over my pussy, up and over my swollen, sensitive clit. I've never felt anything like that before, and I'm glad you tasted me first. You kept going and going, and my hands gripped the sheet helplessly. Oh my God, I'm touching myself and writing with one hand because that's the effect you have on me. You couldn't see me, but I lifted my head and watched you a bit before my eyes rolled back again in pleasure. How could I tell you that it was too much, that you were pushing me too far? I didn't want to, but it was torture. You kept me on the edge of coming for so long, Daddy. Then, without any warning, you started thrusting your fantastic fingers into me again, while you paid careful attention to my clit with your tongue. I came then, harder than I ever had before, arching my back and crying out, screaming, "Oh, Daddy, yes!" I felt bad about making that much noise later, but at the moment, I was totally satisfied. My body felt limp on the sheets, and I panted like I'd just run 1,000 miles. I knew that I must have been quite a sight. My hair a mess, body covered in sweat, your cum still on my face. Did it turn you on to see your daughter so thoroughly ruined, Daddy? Did it make you proud that you'd made me come so hard? I hope it did. You make me so happy, after all. You went to the bathroom right off my bedroom, and I heard water running. Then you came back and cleaned my face with a warm washcloth. I would have enjoyed eating the rest of your cum, but you were so gentle and kind. I've never felt more adored, more special than at that moment. I know that I sighed in satisfaction. You pulled the sheet back up, then kissed my forehead and left. It was perfect. Thank you. You're a very appreciative little girl. Daddy, since I can't bring myself to talk to you face to face about our relationship, what... are we? I mean, you're obviously my father, but are we, like, dating? Are we exclusive? I want us to be, but I hope that doesn't come off crazy and obsessive. I just happened to be leaving a note on your Facebook wall when I saw that flirty comment. The one from the older blonde named Karen. I mean, of course she would be named fucking Karen. But I digress. I hope she doesn't have her hooks in you, Daddy. When we started this, I was just so happy to be yours. You made me feel so beautiful when you used me. But I was thinking of you doing the same stuff with Karen, and it just made me die inside. I know Mom got crazy with you at the end, so I'm doing my best to keep myself under control. But I want to be yours, Daddy. And I want you to be mine. I'll never let another boy or man touch me, just you, Daddy. Please tell me, if you can't be exclusive with me, then I'll understand and make it work somehow. I know you have needs, Daddy, and once a weekend probably isn't enough for you. I'm sorry to be so unfair asking for this. I guess I love you more than I thought I did. Anyway, I'm looking forward to this weekend. I'm not packing any pajamas and barely any underwear this time. I thought maybe I could be awake for some stuff this week. Perhaps in public? Love, your exclusive little girl. Daddy, I missed you this weekend. I know that you had to go out of town at the last minute. I sort of wish I could have gone with you, although I suppose I wouldn't have seen much of you in between your meetings. Did you miss me too? You haven't answered my question yet either. Are you finding other ways to satisfy your needs? Was there someone you know there? Do you have a history with her? Is she prettier than me, Daddy? Will she do more for you? Your lonely little girl. Daddy, I'm sorry about the last email. I don't know what got into me. Maybe I'm pent up. Maybe I need a release. My own fingers just aren't enough anymore. I need yours. I need to feel your breath on my body. I need your hands to explore me. The idea that you might be doing this with someone else makes me a little crazy, but I think you've figured that out by now. In any case, we can talk about it this weekend. I'm really looking forward to being yours, even for a few days. Will you let me serve you? I'd really like that. I think I'm really ready to be awake for our time together. Your horny little girl. Daddy, you're canceling 2 weeks in a row? Really? After all we've been through? After all we've done together? After all you've done to me? No, Daddy, I'm sorry. That sounded like it was a chore or something that I didn't want. That's not fair. I wanted it at least as much as you did. No, I wanted it more. I just worry, that's all. You stayed away for so long. Now that you have me back in my life, now that I have you back in my life, I don't want to lose you again. Are you forgetting me already? Are you even thinking of me during the day? I think you are, but my mind keeps telling me that I'm just a silly little girl and a distraction for you. That you have much more beautiful and sophisticated women ready to hop into bed with you. I know you're not like that, but I can't help it. To be honest, I'm also really missing your touch and your cock. I've become a little cock-hungry slut for you, Daddy. But only you, never anyone else. Does that make you happy? That you have a little pocket slut that will only ever be touched by you? Will you cancel on me again? Was the last night we were together the last time I'll see you? Will I just have old memories of the man I love without the ability to make new ones? This is why I can't sleep, Daddy. Please remember me. You're needy. Very loving little girl. Daddy, I can't believe you. That was not okay. How could you just hang up on me like that? I know you're very busy and you were in a meeting, but I just wanted to hear your voice and maybe have a little phone sex with you. Was that so bad of me? Is that so wrong? Is that such a crime? I thought that I was more important than one dumb meeting. I thought I was your little princess. but I guess I was wrong. You're very irritated, little girl. Daddy, I just heard your voicemail. I was still upset with you, so I didn't pick up. Am I so sorry? I am so sorry. I don't know what came over me. Please don't cancel. Please, I'll be good. I won't call you at work. I won't even write to you, though that'll be very hard if you want. I need you so badly, Daddy. Not just in a sexual way, either. I need to be with you. I think you understand, and I hope you feel the same way. You're very in love, little girl. Daddy, first of all, I just wanted to thank you for not canceling. I deserve to be ignored. I know that now. I think of myself as all grown up, but I guess I'm not, at least with you. I want to still be your little baby girl, you know? I don't want that ever to end. Maybe it's because I'm not that mature. I'll change for you, especially if you help me out like you did this weekend. I'll be the good little slut that every man wants, but only for you. I'll be more than that, Daddy. I'll be your mistress, if you want. I'll even marry you. I'll be your wife, if you let me. We'd have such a beautiful wedding, Daddy. You'd take my hand and give me away to yourself, I guess. But I digress. When I arrived, I was afraid. I know how I acted when you picked me up. I was irritated and horny and bitchy. I made catty remarks about you being too slow when you took my bags and put them in the trunk. You weren't. I backhandedly complimented your clothes, implying that they fit poorly and made you look old. They didn't. I even questioned the way you drove us home. You didn't rise to any of my bait. That, more than anything, frightened me. I was sure that you would send me home right away, or worse, casually mention that our time together was at an end when you dropped me off at the airport in a few days. So, I shut up. You never got mad. You took me home, and I relaxed a little. You hugged me and rubbed my back, and then you made me something to drink. I know I'm not old enough to drink, Daddy, but it means a lot that you trust me that much. It was the first time you'd ever given me alcohol. I think you called it an old-fashioned. It tasted good, and I started to relax. Then you suggested we go out to dinner. You were so casual about it, I never suspected a thing. I took a shower, calming myself. Don't be such a little bitch, I told myself. Be a good girl for him, and he'll take care of you. He doesn't want a needy little slut. He wants a good little slut, so be a good girl. When I got out of the shower, I saw your latest gift hanging from the door. Anticipating my shock, you had left a note in your strong handwriting. Don't worry, hun, you'll look great in it. I'm not a very big person, but this skirt was tiny. It was a shiny metallic blue that I'd only seen women wear on TV. It wrapped around my neck for support, but it left my shoulders and back completely bare. It was so ducking. Oh my god, autocorrect. Fucking tight. And it fit like a glove, showing every curve, every bit of my body that I'd ever been insecure of. There was no way I could have worn a bra with it, and the hem ended very far up my thighs. I looked at myself in the mirror when I was done, and I had two reactions, almost at the same time. The first was that I looked like a silly little girl playing with her mother's clothes. The second was that I looked fucking hot. I did my makeup, making sure that my eyes were extra smoky, then stepped into the spike heels that I hadn't noticed at first. After that, I strode out of the bathroom into your gaze. I was very nervous. You said one word, beautiful, and I melted. I don't know if it was because you weren't around, Daddy, but I never felt good enough for any men that I liked, especially in appearance. I questioned that for the first time right then. If I could be beautiful in the eyes of a sophisticated, perfect man like you, maybe I really was at least a little good-looking. I would have given myself to you right there if you had asked, Daddy. I would have done anything you wanted, but you didn't. We walked the short distance from your apartment to the restaurant. I stood outside for a moment when you held the door for me. Everything in there was so classy, Daddy. It was all brass and old wood, and plush carpets and gas lanterns on the walls. Lanterns! You pushed me in very gently with your firm hand on the small of my back. I shivered, and it wasn't from the cold. We were seated without having to say a word. The hostess and waitresses, all the staff were female, wore plain but tight dresses and small domino masks. Our hostess led us to our table in the back and handed you a menu. She didn't have a menu for me, but she did give me a friendly smile and a little wink, like she knew I was in for a treat. I asked you what this place was, knowing that it wasn't normal, but not understanding. You just smiled and said it was a place for daddies and their little girls. I liked the way you looked at me when you said it, so I just bit my lip and blushed. I wasn't really paying attention, but every other man in there was in an expensive-looking suit, and nearly every woman was in some kind of high fashion except for the one who seemed to be in a full leather bodysuit. You ordered for the both of us. It seemed a little sexist to have you order for us, but I trusted you. I'd never had London broil before that night. We were served wine, and I had some. I couldn't believe that no one carded me. I think I had two glasses. I'd like to blame the wine for what I said, but it was all me. I suppose I was still irritated and afraid like a little girl. I was teasing you with my foot, running it up and down your leg. You reached over and took my hand and caressed it gently. I felt it then, stronger even than when I was waiting in bed for you, pretending to be asleep. It was the strongest ache and need to be filled by you, Daddy. I imagine what it would be like for you to take me out of this dress, to have your hands on me, to have your magnificent cock inside me. I didn't want to think about it, but I saw other girls under your hands and body, too. I felt my face go flushed and hot. That was before, I told myself, before we had this special thing. But you never said that you'd be exclusive with me. I knew then, as unique as our relationship was, that I wasn't the first girl you'd taken here. I wondered if Karen had sat where I was and thought herself special too. I was suddenly so angry. That's when I said it, without thinking, my face turning sour. Is this where you take all of your sluts when they won't put up with being ignored? I'm your daughter, Daddy, not one of your whores, and I'm not stupid. I'm not sure what I wanted to accomplish by saying that, but looking back, I think I got what I needed. I watched you as heat rose to your face. For a moment, I thought you would yell at me right there. My facade of strength failed me. I would die if you told me you didn't want to see me anymore, and I was making it happen. You sighed then and calmly patted your mouth with your napkin before standing up. I didn't dare move. You walked around the table to me and stood behind me. I froze, knowing that whatever you did, I was powerless at your touch. That's when I got very, very wet. Maybe my body understood, but my mind didn't. You pulled the chair out hard. I yelped. You grabbed my arms from around me, and you started to squeeze my arm in the most special and seductive way. I know I feel like such a little slut for saying this, but I live for that touch, Daddy. You grabbed my arms from behind and lifted me up. I didn't resist you at all. In fact, I helped. I wanted you to tell me what you wanted, to make me do what you wanted. I was just a dumb, angry, pathetic little girl who wanted to do whatever her daddy wanted. I was so afraid, and this was more attention than any man had given me. I did start to worry a bit when you kicked the chair aside and then swept your arm across the side of the table, scattering dishes and food and plates onto the carpet with a muffled clatter. Several waitresses runned over, but they didn't even interact with you. They just started cleaning up. You pushed me forward until my hips hit the table. Then you kept pushing. I started to bend for you, Daddy, only resisting for a moment, and then letting my chest hit the surface. It was cold, even through my dress. I felt you roughly pulling for a moment, but then... I felt you roughly pulling the hem of my dress up and over my ass. I gasped. Surely someone would stop you. They might even call the cops. God help me, Daddy. But even then, I was more worried about you getting into trouble than what you were doing to me. Is that bad? I don't know. I just know that when you yanked my little black silk panties down, exposing my bare pussy, shaved for you before I even got on the plane, I moaned and squirmed. I would try to be quiet. After all, if I were silent, maybe no one would pay attention. I flicked my eyes around my limited range of vision in the prolonged moment where I was waiting for something to happen. Almost everyone was ignoring us and eating their meals. One man touched his date, the girl in the leather bodysuit, on the knee, and then pointed to us with a wry smile. She looked at us and bit her lip. I realized then that she was envious. She wanted her man to do that to her, and he wouldn't. Was I lucky? Fortunate to be exposed like this? To be humiliated in front of everyone? I tensed up and yelped as your hand came across my ass. I don't think you ever spanked me before. You did it hard with the palm of your hand flat, alternating sides. You didn't do it fast, no, you made each impact count, stinging with its intensity. To my surprise, after 3 or 4, I could feel myself getting even wetter. After 10, I was dripping down my thighs. As you hit around 20, you started rubbing and squeezing my ass after each spank. All I remember is saying, please, 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 Daddy. I didn't know what I wanted. I'm still not sure. I wanted you to stop humiliating me. I wanted you to keep humiliating me. I wanted you to stop hitting me. I wanted you to hit me harder. I wanted your hands in my hair or on my hips. I just wanted. You stopped and I gasped, going limp on the table. I realized that I was crying, almost sobbing. You rubbed my back but didn't say a word. Then I heard your fly unzip. I was too stunned to even attempt to resist. Even had I not been, I wouldn't have. You know what you do to me, Daddy. I instinctively parted my legs as much as I could in those heels. I was ready for you, Daddy. So fucking ready. When I felt the tip of your cock sliding under the lips of my pussy, I moaned, but forced myself to relax. You put yourself at my entrance, then you rammed yourself inside me. You could have been gentle. I guess a lot of girls would have appreciated that. You being tame with them, but not me. There was no way I even could have known that having my daddy's cock forced into me, one hard thrust after another, would be precisely what I needed. I came then, Daddy, back arching and screaming. I feel stupid about it now, like I lost control. But I guess it must happen there pretty frequently, because the sound of the people eating and conversing never let up. Even as I trembled in the aftershocks, you fucked me. You really fucked me, Daddy. Oh God, I'm so turned on writing this. Wait a sec. I'm touching myself now, remember it, writing with one hand. Are you proud of the effect you have on me, Daddy? I don't remember too much from that first fucking, but that's okay. I remember the sensation of my daddy's cock filling me over and over. I remember my ass already red and raw from your spanking, getting bruised with the force of your thrusts. I remember your hands on my hips holding me so tightly that you would definitely leave marks. Most of all, I remember the pain and humiliation and dehumanization mixing with the need and pleasure to form something new, something I don't even have a word for. I guess the closest word would be ecstasy. I realized that you were saying my name and you'd ask me a question. Are you my dirty little good girl? Then I responded, yes, Daddy, oh yes, I am. I'm such a dirty girl for you. I'm so dirty for you. I'm so dirty. I'm your good girl. I never asked you to slow down, never told you to be gentle, and I never, ever asked you to stop. You sped up then, and I realized what a fool I'd been. You hadn't had any release either in the last few weeks. You weren't seeing anyone else. You were waiting to talk to me about commitments until we were together in person. All I'd done is upset you, tease you, bait you. I was reaping the whirlwind that I'd sowed. I rode it out as you rode me. Oh, fuck, I can still feel it, still hear the wet, obscene noises of our sex. I can smell it, Daddy, the scent of our mixed arousal. I began to tense up, feeling something about to crash down on me, and I was afraid you'd pull out. When I felt the first pulse of your cum inside me, I knew that you hadn't. You came so hard, Daddy, and so much. I felt you filling me. I was afraid of what that could mean, but also excited by it. You came so hard, grunting and growling and burying yourself in me with a final thrust. I came as well. But it was like being pulled down into a deep, lightless sea. I was scared and powerless and sobbing in pleasure. When I came back to myself, I wasn't on the cold tabletop anymore. You'd already pulled my panties back up and even cleaned me a little. You were carrying me in your arms very gently, and then you sat me down on my feet again. Somehow I still had my shoes on. I was sure that my mascara must have been running from all of my crying, but you didn't mind. You just kissed me and held me and told me that we were leaving. So I walked back to your apartment, me on your arm, and unable to stop myself from grinning like an idiot. We cuddled in your comfy chair, me in your lap, watching the lights of the city and talking about nothing at all. I've never felt closer to any man in my life. I'd never have imagined that losing my virginity would have been that intense or that beautiful. Thank you for punishing me, Daddy. I deserved it. Thank you for making me feel so special, Daddy. I loved it. I can't wait to go back to your club with you. I love you. Your loving, submissive, and willing little girl. P.S. I've given some thought to what you said when you dropped me off at the airport. I agree that there are some excellent schools in the city. I made some calls and one of them still has availability in classes but not in housing. They'd accept me even though it's only a month or so until the new semester begins. Would you really be okay with me living with you full time? I want that so much, but I don't want to push you. I promise that either way, you'll still be my only daddy. Just like I'll always be your only good little slut.